Previously on Do or Dice.
So we're gonna go to the wherever the wing shield dude is.
Yeah, but Jared doesn't want to tell him.
Yeah, hang on, we need to finish this conversation.
Someone's like, I'm out.
You're in my cart and I'm pushing the cart.
I don't think we should tell him about the egg. Because these guys don't handle magic well.
Yeah, I mean,
they just think that anything that is magic should just be blown up or killed. Like, if they found out I was a wizard, they wouldn't ask questions, they'd just kill me. Because I'm not endorsed, I'm not insured, or whatever it is they're wanting.
The egg might not have a happy life if we gave it to the Wingshield.
The egg might not have a life at all. It is 200 years old.
Can I, like, pull the egg out and put my ear to it and see if I hear anything?
You hear the slightest bump. Bump.
That's scary.
Bump.
And Jerry throws the egg as hard as he can.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
All I know is that Komar was a great wizard, and if it was worth keeping it safe for to him, it's worth keeping safe for me.
It is interesting that the wizard famed for sealing away the dragons has something to do with this egg and kept it a secret from his own order.
Well, maybe he realized what he did. We know that him sealing the planes is causing all kinds of problems.
That's kind of what I'm thinking as well.
Maybe it's time to undo that.
Whoa, yes. Easy. Jesus.
I think like he might be onto something.
The oldest standing lore of this entire world, and you just want to undo it because we found an egg.
Not because we found an egg.
Say, are you comparing yourself fire. To... you're comparing yourself to Komar.
The spire for greatness.
Listen,
I'm not saying Jerry's going to turn to the dark side for sure. Hungry for power.
I thought we killed Elon in that tomb, but I guess he came with us. That's who you're sounding like.
Well, what are we going to do? We know that magic's. Do you just want a magicless world? That's where we're heading.
I'm fine with that.
I'm not sure what the effects of that would have on a lot of things.
Like all of us.
Mm. Yeah.
Magic is innate in this world as the water or the air. Ley lines of magic run through this place. You don't think things will be affected when that dries up? What's that?
So they used to lay through this land. They got all blown up.
Well, maybe restoring the planes is one way to help fix that.
Yeah, but then dragons will come back. And then people start drinking dragon blood. And then people will go crazy. And then, you know, shit will get blown up again. It's a cycle. When you have dragons in the world, you have crazy-ass wizards like yourself who want to get all high and hopped up on dragon blood and fuck shit up. We've been fine for 200 years without magic.
We think we've been fine.
I'm just saying, whatever this is, the wing shield is the best option. Because this is not a baby. I think the wing shield is the best way to deal with this.
I don't trust them.
I also think they would just destroy it.
You're saying how great Komar is. And how, you know, how good of a wizard he is. And then you're just like, oh, fuck it. We'll just undo the thing that he's famous for.
Well, the thing is, why would he hide it from his own order? Right?
Because he probably didn't know what it was. He probably got freaked out that he birthed a baby and then it turned into an egg. That's probably the first time anyone's ever seen that, ever.
I don't think much would frighten the man who is able to lock all of the dragons away out of this realm.
We're not equipped to deal with this.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't want to lose anybody else.
Listen, I'm not saying that we're going to be the ones to undo his magic. I'm just saying maybe it's time to start thinking a little differently.
Okay, so what do we do then?
I think you should have a little bit more faith in yourself, Talmor.
It's touching. Thank you. Well, we're just five people. We're just five normal people.
I'm five people. What do you mean?
No, I'm not saying that you're... Well,
he might have a couple more rolling around in there. I don't know.
Not convinced. Anybody's guess.
So if we're not going to the Winged Shield, Jerry, what are we doing with the egg? Are we just going to become dads? Are we going to hatch it? Can I break it open?
I'll watch it.
I think the gestation period is 200 years is, I think, probably long enough. I say we crack it open.
Yeah, let's open it. Let's open it.
When we get out of town, we can try to hatch it. How about that? When we're far away from the Winged Shield.
We don't have to be its dad. I mean, technically, you're taking on like a fatherly parental role, but you don't really need to.
Well, that's what you do with kids, Bo. You raise them.
Don't make you its dad, though, does it?
It's like stepdads. Or like... You know,
it is a little strange.
I don't think we are going to be equipped to be able to hatch anything, bring anything new into this world. Like we don't know what we've unleashed after the spire went down. Like we need to fix that before we start along another path of new problems. If we want to decide to keep the egg, I think we can, but I don't think we should make any sort of hasty hatching judgments. We have enough problems that we have already caused that we need to fix first.
Alright.
Do Koma have any descendants?
I don't think anyone really knows.
Never mind.
I still do have his journal, so I'll take some time to go through it. Because it will take time. And if I learn anything else, maybe I'll learn how to hatch it.
Yeah, so I did tell the captain of the Winged Shield that we needed to talk. We can tell him about the cult. I think that would be of interest to them.
And the gates.
But they already know.
I don't know how much they know, though. And he's expecting to talk to us, so we should tell him something.
Maybe they don't know about the... 8 and the prophecies and that stuff. If we need to get some information because he promised information, we could tell him about that.
Yeah, that's
as much as I hate it, I think we should talk to
William. No, I'm fine with talking to William.
William seems like a nice man. I like William.
God damn it, Bo. He's the only Fae that we know, and if anybody's going to have any clue on what this might be and about the eights and all this other stuff, he'd probably be the best bet. So
we pressed him for information, and he mostly seemed to dead end. I don't know how much he would actually know outside of his sphere of power, which seems to be protecting the archway that's here. Now we can ask, but I wouldn't expect much from William.
Can we break into the archway that's here?
So the key's not here.
Well, the spire, I mean, if Komar was living in that one and there was like kind of like a dungeon or, you know, whatever, is there a similar one in this spire?
I assume that's under the tower, right?
Or the tower, rather?
Yeah. I mean, we could try, but like...
What if we find another clue? What if he hit something?
Greycloak HQ is right now.
Well, we have Greycloaks on. We can pass. We can pass for it.
Are you I could help out there, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got some tricks.
Yeah, well, I think we've established that you got tricks. You got sneaky tricks?
I've got one or two, yeah. I've got a trick that makes it so people will do what I want them to do if I think about it.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I just think about what I want them to do and they just do it.
All right.
Interesting.
So if we need to get past some people to get into a secret door, maybe I can just make him open the door for us.
Well, that's what we need to decide definitively right now. What is the next step? The plan of action that we are going to do now.
I need to be endorsed.
I endorse you.
Let me clarify. I need to be endorsed.
The House of Family Talamore. Okay. Endorses you.
I'm gonna need two endorsements then.
Why? Mine's not good enough.
Not to the Great
Cloaks. Endorsed. We're in Great Cloaks. We're part of the Great Cloaks. We're the original Great Cloaks, for all they know.
Pretty sure they know.
I think they know. There's probably like an introductory class where they tell you about like who founded it and like what their motto was.
Well, I'm just saying we're wearing the original.
If you got to do clearing or whatever it's called.
Literally.
I want to go talk to the priest here as well to find out what he could tell us about our
team. It seems like we have three paths right now. The priest, like you want to do. The tower to talk to. The wizard that Jerry needs to talk to, or talk to the wing shield captain, or the fourth option, break into the tower and see if there's a dungeon under there. Those are our four options.
Or we could just ask to be let down into the tower.
Well, that's an option too. So, priest, wing shield, or wizard man.
Let's go talk to the wizard and see if we can get our wizard sorted.
Wizard man it is. I'm going to start pushing the cart to the tower. Toot, toot, all aboard.
I just like to think that we're all crowded onto this cart. And we've been like leaning out.
It's
our turn to talk, out the cart to talk to Delmore and then going back in.
One hand at a time.
So... Oh, dear God. You guys are carting to the Runic Tower. It's getting a little bit later in the afternoon. The sun's starting to set a little bit, so there's a little restlessness. People are looking like they're going for food. You can see there's a few people on street corners handing out rations, little things here and there, biscuits. You smell maybe a hint of bread in the air. I'm not quite sure.
Bread!
After about 15, 20 or so minutes, you get to the Runic Tower at the center of town. And there is, I wouldn't say a mob, but there's a large collection of people outside seem to be protesting.
What do they seem to be protesting?
Are they holding signs?
There are sadly no signs. They don't have paper that big enough yet.
Dang.
I'm going to tap one of the protesters on the shoulder, like lean down, like, hey, what are you protesting?
He's going to look at you and you're going to see his face is going to drop a little bit. A few of us heard about West Spring.
Yeah, it's burned down. I just came from there.
We heard it was because of a cult of mages.
Nope, you heard wrong. It was actually just a bunch of people with flint and steel. No mages, no magic.
That's not what we've heard.
Well, I was there, and I fought them. Are you gonna say I'm lying?
You're gonna see his face is gonna be like, oh, sure you were there.
Well, Telmore is terrifying this town folk. I'm gonna slowly swing around to Jerry and just... like, put my hand on his shoulder and just be like, and just say to him, let's be ready to move. And like, point him towards the tower.
So I'm going to puff my chest out, kind of get as big as I can. And I'm just going to say very, very loudly, Everybody leave.
Roll me an intimidation check, please.
Well, shit. That's a 5.
As you kind of bring, take a deep breath, kind of broaden your chest. As you're speaking, you squeak a little bit.
Oh,
and it just doesn't come out quite the way you thought it would. And there, people are still, most of them aren't even paying attention to you. Maybe like 2 or 3, but there's probably about 30, 35 people out here. And a large majority of them aren't even giving you the time of day.
Kind of poke my head in the cart. Hey, guys. These guys, they're going to, I think they're going to start like a riot or something. We need to do something. And I just squeaked because I'm going to
I could give it a go if you want.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
So I'm going to hop down from the cart. I've got my hammer, the big one, out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to pick it up and just chuck it into the ground so it like stands up, just to try to get everyone's attention and just bellow out. It's time to go home. You'll have your answers in the morning, but now is not it.
Go ahead and roll me an intimidation check.
All right, fellas.
Do better than a 5.
Let's see if I squeak. It's a 14.
A large number of them, the slamming of the hammer down, a few that got a good bit of attention. And I'd say probably about half of them saw you and was like, oh shit, that's a big ass hammer. A majority of them are going to disperse. There's a few stragglers here and there, maybe about 10 or 12 that are, seem to be kind of at the center of the mass. And they're kind of going to just back away a little bit, but not leave the courtyard at the center yet. But they're, a large part of them have.
All right. That's 2 each. Let's go.
Why are we trying to make these people go away?
We need to get inside and we don't want to have any problems. I'm going to wave to Jerry and say, let's get in. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just push through them.
And so I'm going to like grab his shoulder and grab the hammer and like hold it out front and just start walking and just like sort of like clear way, move, clear way. And like just walk directly towards the front door.
Everyone's out of your way. You will see there's a couple extra guards at the entrance. And they see you guys. They kind of know you by now and they part and let you in.
As we walk past the guards, I'm just gonna say to them, like, get these people to go home. We don't need to reprise the Knight of the Mages Guild.
You can see one of the guards is just gonna nod, like, yeah, kind of an agreement. The other one's just kind of out of the corner of your eye, you're gonna see him just kind of shake his head a little bit.
I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about this week's sponsor, Studio Headphones. They are a Swedish company based out of Stockholm creating amazing audio devices. With high quality materials and a sleek, minimalistic design, they are not only comfortable and sound great, but look great too. I use the Region Bluetooth over-ear headphones as my daily drivers, and I can't be more happy with them. I listen to almost exclusively podcasts, and the clarity and sharpness you get from them just can't be beat by any other Bluetooth headphone I've used. Right now, as part of our sponsorship with Studio, we are able to offer our listeners a 15% off discount on any order, as well as free worldwide shipping with Studio by using the code DICE at checkout. If you get a pair, let us know what you think, and as always, thank you all, and thanks Studio for sponsoring the show. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Have we walked past the mob yet?
A good bit of them dispersed. About 60-70% of them did. So, yeah, there's not enough to really cause any kind of issue.
How dark is it outside?
It's late afternoon.
So I'm just kind of pinballing in between one and the other, sort of towards making my way towards the, trying to follow those guys, but just kind of pinballing off random people. Oh, sorry, didn't see. Oh, and you, sorry. Guys, can someone help me?
I'll reach down and pick him up. Perch him on my shoulder.
I can. Okay. I mean, I just needed someone's hand to hold, but yeah, that'll
make
do.
Sure you duck when you go in the tower.
Goshen, give awesome. Me a constitution my saving throw, please.
16.
Ranges of dog hair.
You are good. Oddly enough, the hair of the dog helped.
I didn't believe it would work, but I do feel better, I have to admit.
Wait, what?
It's that, you know, when you start drinking, you don't really get bad hangovers. They sort of come over, build up over time, don't they?
Inside, you notice a few guards, a couple of guys in robes. One or two gray cloaks. It seems like a lot of them are either patrolling or doing checks outside. Maybe one or two winged shield. Chances are they're probably in the airship outside, but it's relatively empty on the first level.
Do the gray cloaks look at us funny at all? Because we're all wearing gray cloaks.
Who all is wearing a gray cloak?
I am.
I don't.
I think I ended up conceding and putting it on because I'm mostly naked most of the time and clothes are nice.
So. I think I didn't because I think that was
even
the
if I said I did to get here. By the time we got here, I took it off.
Aw. Did Bo put his on? Yeah,
Bo put his on.
So half of us are wearing gray cloaks.
Okay, give me. Okay, the three of you now in inventory have what's called a cloak of the Grey Wardens.
Ooh, sweet.
You said plus one.
What
to
was
AC.
It? It was plus one to something, right?
Yeah, AC and saving throws while you wear the cloak.
I'm definitely going to put it on, but I'll, you know, when I'm not making a stand.
of course. All right, so you guys are inside, and three of you are wearing gray cloaks. You're a few of the ones that are wearing gray cloaks are going to look at you guys, kind of side-eye, and it's a little bit of a dirty look.
That's right, bitch.
But they're not going to do anything.
Keep walking.
Once we get in, I'm going to let Jerry take the lead. Did we, out of game, did we actually find out from William where the archway was here? Did he tell us?
Down in the catacombs underneath the tower.
Under the tower. Okay, so it is down there.
Yeah. They're aware of the catacombs underneath this tower. Some rooms are blocked off and locked off, but some of them they use as dungeons. That's where they're currently keeping two of the Flame Cult brothers that were staying at the inn, at William's Inn.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm.
We could go have a chat.
Break their legs.
I mean, that's
or
cool,
just kill
too.
Them.
Torture them.
Potato. Potato, potato.
Hello, you killed our friend. Time to die.
So I'm taking the point now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we got in, I was going to let you lead up to wherever you needed to be.
I just need to find Master Alvin. Figure out what needs to happen.
You'll notice that there. Earlier when you spoke with him, that he had two gentlemen in robes near him. You do not see him on this ground floor, but you do see the two people he was talking to.
He is.
Oh, hello. Can we help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Master Alwyn. Have you seen him?
I believe he's upstairs with Lord Scarn.
Would it be too much for me to go visit him, or are they in some kind of private meeting?
Honestly, and he's kind of going to lean in towards you a little bit. I believe they're talking about you, so it should be okay.
Well, all right then. I guess I will. Thank you for your help, and I'm going to start heading upstairs, I guess. Mm.
Yeah, it's up the one level. You see the door is still, for some reason, not closing on the way. It's still just ajar. Who all is going up with Jerry?
Yeah. I'm going to go probably outside the door. We walk in like it's everybody? Posse, okay, cool. Like him leading. We're all just like, we're going to drop like a dope rap just album, just walking in like, what up?
So the door is still slightly ajar. Inside, you can just hear some talking, but you can't quite make out what it is. The voices are going to go silent, and you're just going to hear, enter. I'll
just kind of peek my head and, hey, it's me, Jerry Allman. Yeah, you know me. Yeah.
Jerry, come in. Come in, please.
Everybody's kind of here.
You can kind of see that it's a little tense in the air. It's just Master Alwyn and Lord Scarn. Venafir is nowhere to be seen. And the gentleman in the gray cloak from earlier is also not there.
First off, let us...
And Scarn's kind of going to interrupt Alwyn a little bit.
Thank you. Again, thank you. What you all have done for us goes beyond the call or duty of anyone here. We would not be here if it weren't for you. So again, thank you. There's not much in my power I can do, but... Jerry, I heard you were looking for an endorsement from a Lord House.
Be nice to not have to, you know, hide all the time.
He's good, though. I gave him my endorsement.
Lord Scarn's just going to nod a little bit.
That is nice to hear.
He's kind of just going to ignore town work and then go back to Jerry. He's going to kind of pull out of... He's wearing these a long coat, and he's going to pull out from one of his inner pockets a tightly bound scroll.
This lists you as a member of House Scarn under the tutelage of Master Alwyn. It puts you in service of my house. Are you willing to take that responsibility?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Do you get paid, or is this like slavery? My name's Talmor. I'm Jerry Allman's manager. I need to look at any contract before he signs.
Talmor, we can talk about this just somewhere else.
I'm looking out for you. It sounds like you're
it's okay. Have you, all right, I got this one.
But I don't want you to be a slave. I don't want you to be a slave. What's his compensation? Okay. His salary?
It comes...
Master Alwyn will speak up.
It comes with a letter of writ. You can present this to most... shops, especially here in East Runewood, but a few shops in Ironclad will also honor it. Inns, taverns, the Arcanum, especially. if you travels, if I take you to Ironclad.
So you get a company credit card? It acts
as a line of credit. Well?
Dental, vision? Any of that?
Magic aid?
Magic aid?
Magic aid.
Magic aid. Yes. Blue Cross, yes. Ring, you wing fully shield. Uncovered by magic aid.
Blue staff. Staff, right?
Wing shield. That's pretty good.
Blue staff, yeah.
More importantly, Talmor, I won't have to hide that I'm a wizard.
I'm glad that you can finally come out of the closet.
Well, yeah, if I did before, I'd be killed on the spot.
No one's ever going to touch you, my sweet little boy. I'll protect you.
One step back.
Right. I want to pledge myself to House Garn, too, and so does everybody in this group. But we're
you don't
family.
Speak for me, Talmor.
I want to be a house wizard of House Skarn. Where do I sign?
I'm regretting bringing everyone up here.
Thank you for your interest, Talmor, but that's not necessary.
We're not looking for anyone at this time.
I'm mouthing to them while this is all going on. I'm sorry.
Due to your assistance you have provided this town, your position will be a unique one in my house. You are not bound by any restrictions. All that I ask is that if the time comes where you are needed and I call for you,
yeah,
that you come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other than that, you can tutelage under Master Alwind, as comes with the right of wizards of my house. Also, if you ever go to Ironclad, you are permitted admittance to the Arcanum.
Can we stop talking about Ironclad?
I bet there are a lot of books in the Arcana.
You can see Alwind, his face is going to light. He's going to start nodding, giant smile on his face.
I understand that you all plan to investigate the vines in the forest.
I believe so, and I'm going to kind of turn to everybody else. That we want to figure out, we want to get to the bottom of this.
Is it the quarry?
Potentially.
Both Alwind and Skarn are going to look a little quizzically at you, like,
what is at the quarry?
Well, we've heard there's a problem with kobolds. We're going to resolve that for you.
Thank you. With everything going on with West Spring, the kobold infestation at the quarry has gone unchecked. Thankfully, they have yet to move against us.
Yeah.
Because of the murder.
I really fucking hate kobolds. So we're going to go kill them all. Nothing else is there of personal interest. And there's no other reason why we want to be there.
I'm just going to step in front of Talmor and be like, can we also have admittance into the catacombs below? We want to discuss some things with the captives there. Preferably unattended.
Skarn is going to look over at Alwind.
We can permit that. You, however, might want to wait until well into night. Currently, Vanifia is down there with them.
Okay, thank you. Have you looped in the priest from the temple in your conversations about what's happening with the vines?
Lately, I have not. We were busy with the Drake issue. We spoke with him on occasion with your messages, but we have not seen him.
Alwind's going to perk up.
I believe it's been 2 days now since we last saw him. Otherwise, he was here pretty regularly.
That's not good. we'll stop by and I'll see if I can have a word with him.
Are they all sitting on a table?
No, they're both standing. Skarn is behind the triads table.
Can I go up to the triads table and have a little look?
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk over there and just have a look, see what's on the table.
Oh, there's no papers or anything on the table currently.
Okay.
You can see, though, it's a... Now that you're close, you can kind of see that on top of the table is a little... Well, not little. The whole table is taken up with a, kind of a map of East Runewood.
Oh, can I have a look at that?
Beautifully detailed, beautifully carved. And there's quite a layer of like a lacquer across the top of it. So it gives off a bright shine from the braziers hanging above.
And who's the guy standing behind the table?
Lord Skarn.
Okay, I'm not going to know that, am I? So I'm going to look at that Lord Skarn and I'm just going to say, hello, my name's Bo. Can you help me read this?
He's kind of going to look down at Bo. Yes, it is a map.
What's it of? It looks like the forest.
It is of this town and the surrounding forest to some distance.
I live in that forest. Have you ever been there?
Do you know?
Yeah, it's quite nice. Have you ever been inside?
A few times in my childhood.
I might have met you before. What's your name?
My name is Anthony Skarn.
Hello, Anthony. I'm Bo.
It is a pleasure, Bo.
Likewise. Do you think the person that made this map knew what he was writing about? Because this looks a bit different to what I remember.
It is a very old table.
How old?
Alwyn's going to perk up.
Sadly, I have not updated this table in about six years or so.
Oh, you made this table, did you?
Yes.
Are you a woodworker, then?
Yes, at times I am.
I like to make things out of wood sometimes. Have you spent much time in the forest?
Oh, yes, I go in there every few days or so.
And what's your name?
My name is Travel.
Hello, Travel. I'm Bo. It's nice to meet you. Have I met you before? Because I lived in the forest for, like, a long time.
I do not believe I have, Bo. It is an honor to meet you.
Likewise, sir.
So, do I sign somewhere?
Lord Skarn's going to perk up. Yes, as you kind of unravel the scroll, it's pretty much detailing the office that you now hold. A small is pretty much just formality. At the bottom, there is a space for your signature. And you notice that there are a total of three sheets here. One is pretty much telling you what your position is. The one behind it is kind of the line of credit, the writ for the town of East Runewood. And the one behind it is the writ for Ironclad. And Alwyn is going to present you with a beautiful small little scroll case that will fit that scroll perfectly. And on it is the seal of Sweet. House Skarn.
What's he writing on my name, bit of paper?
To be a legal wizard. And I beam with pride.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to look at Trebalwin, or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Alwyn, yeah.
Alwyn. And I'm going to say, can you do tricks then, Alwyn?
So, Alwyn, very quickly, yes. Sorry, not to interrupt.
No, please interrupt.
I don't suppose you would have any extra paper, maybe some quill and ink. If we're going into the forest anyway, I'd be happy to update your map for you.
That would be fantastic. He's kind of going to, he's like, one moment. He's going to go to the side of the room. There's a few shelves.
Ask for a shirt.
Oh, wait. Does the cloak not include a shirt? Am I just like walking around shirtless in a cape? Oh, God damn it.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It has a hood.
Like a wrestler.
But it does have like wooden buckles that you can kind of close the front of together.
I guess I'll do that.
You sort of like a kind of monotone ultimate warrior.
Alwyn is going to bring over a large kind of leather tome. Not really a tome. It's kind of like a sketchbook, almost. It's probably about a foot and a half tall by about 11 or so inches wide. It's a big thing.
Take this.
And then he's going to hand you a couple of quills and a few bottles of ink.
I will map everything we pass through.
That would be of great assistance. I have not updated this map in quite some time.
No problem at all.
I'm going to look over to Jerry and just say,
I believe so.
Okay. And both Alwyn and Skarn are just going to nod at you like, yeah, you're good.
And I'm going to turn back to them and say, we need to speak to Shieldbreaker of the Winged Shield. Is their contraption open to anyone?
No, that they keep pretty well closed. However, there should be one or two guards at the bottom that should get you someone to talk to if you need it.
And at the bottom, which is on what level?
Oh, the anchor. They dropped anchor around the back.
And what is that thing exactly?
Your guess is as good as mine. From what we asked them when they got here, because I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Likewise.
They apparently have a gnome who works for them that tinkers probably more often than he should. He's developed that craft that uses a bit of runic magic here and there to help it float using air.
Yes.
I know what air is.
It's apparently he traveled quite a bit and started construction on it soon after he got back. I'm sure one of their members will have more information about it. But it is how they get... They deemed it a rapid response.
It's baffling.
It is
apparently
much faster than horses.
Can you pay us back for everything by buying me one of those? It would be an upgrade from my cart. I can put a lot more stuff in it.
I'm not sure if the shield.
What if we gave? He's claimed now. I can't use him as bargaining chip anymore. Never mind.
So let's go. Let's thank you for everything. If there's anything else I need to do, let me know.
Alwyn's look at you.
Keep your sending stone on you that I gave you. It will allow us to communicate a little easier when you leave town.
Wait, that goes two ways, you assholes!
It takes a little bit of magical energy, so yes, it can once you learn how it works.
Walkie talkies this whole time, and you just not wanted to relay that information to us. That's either you guys being a dick or plot convenience. Either way, bullshit.
It still only works once a day. Just depends on which one goes off first. Thought whole plug, bitch.
Get fucked.
My library is open to you, Jerry.
He's kind of going to look at you and going to grin.
There's still much we have yet to discuss. But if you need assistance, training, guidance, by all means, let me know. I will do what I can to assist.
I appreciate it. That sounds exciting. I'd love to learn some more.
We will see what we can do then.
Kind of nod and start escorting people out of this room that they've embarrassed me thoroughly through.
We really are a family. What do you know?
I want to ask Owen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Owen, can you show me some of your tricks? Do you want to swap some tricks?
He's kind of going to look at Skarn, and Skarn's just going to kind of nod a little bit. He's going to stick his left hand out, and you're going to see he's got these, like a runic bracelet as his robes kind of come up his arm. And you're going to see that these little thin wisps of fire are going to start coming out of his palm. And it's going to form this large circled shield, kind of, with little arcs of flame going about them. Skarn is going to pull a dagger out and throw it at the shield. And you can see when the dagger hits, all the flames on the edges are going to come to where the dagger struck and just toss it off in the other direction.
Jerry, learn that. And teach me.
Can I go and have a look at his hands and just sort of grab hold of him and have a look and say, like, what did you use for that? I didn't see you use anything.
I use the bracelet as kind of it is my focus. Other than that, I do not require much in terms of consumables.
I see, but I think, and I'm going to put my hand in my pocket, I'm going to pull out some of the mistletoe that I stole from the thing, and I'm going to just tuck it into the palm of his hand, and I'm going to say, try it with that next time. I think it'll be better.
He's going to smile a little bit.
Thank you. I will see what this will do for me.
You're welcome. I think it'll make you better. Bye. It was lovely to meet you all.
Bo. I'm sorry.
He's like the mom in the supermarket with all the screaming kids that like knocked over a jar of pickles that shatter on the floor. Like, I'm sorry. As he's like dragging him away.
Or like a teenager being dropped off the prom, but your parents insisted on coming in first.
Jerry, you rolled.
See if I can figure out what the spell is.
An arcana check? Oh, yeah. No, you know this is the kind of a strengthened shield spell.
Just as person. Then you said there's like fire and things. So I'm like, that's not shield.
Flame shield.
No, it's his has a little bit of... His specialty is flame magic.
I'll ask him about it.
Shit, I should have given him a femur, shouldn't I?
Oh, my God.
Have this. What the fuck?
So you know how that door usually like doesn't shut all the way? It's shut all the way. It is shut. Shut the door behind me. They're not going back in
the whole
room.
Thing. Nice.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Oh man, what a good episode, as always.
go us. But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about studio headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, wow, what weird names, you won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio Headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice.
There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower.
A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at.
Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the U.S. That's what domestic means.
Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing, too. And it tastes good. Mmm.
You probably shouldn't eat the... Never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.